Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. So more big news came down the pike from Bass with the announcement of the 2025 Bassmaster Elite Series schedule, and the guy largely responsible for that is Vice President of Events, Eric Lopez, and he's coming up this week to peel back that onion. Kyle Welcher was the 2023 Progressive Angler of the Year, and he's also leading the MPFL standing, so who better to talk to about Bass's decision on technology than that guy? And in the leadoff role today, Brandon Lester gives us a Tim's Ford Lake Scouting Report ahead of the Bassmaster Classic College Bracket event that's coming up at the end of the month. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Speaking of Phoenix Boats, you think Phoenix, you think Brandon Lester. I mean, he is one of the original guys with the Phoenix. He's been running a Phoenix for a long time. And you know, Phoenix Boats are built not too far from the shores of Tim's Ford Lake. And Brandon and I both call that our home lake. I live a little closer than he does. I live a mile from the ramp. He lives a few miles away, but he knows it a lot better than me or most other people as well. And, of course, coming up at Tim's Ford Lake, that's where the 2024 college bracket is going to take place, presented by Lewes. And we felt like, you know, who better to talk to than Brandon Lester to give us a little preview of it. Brandon, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me back, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you joining us. By the way, congrats on a good year, good bounce back year this year, firmly in the Classic, 18th in the points, and it was a pretty good season for you.
It was, man. It was really good. Started out kind of slow, kind of made me a little nervous, and then we got the train back on the tracks, and it ended up really good. You know, I think I had three or four different times this year that actually four different top 15 finishes where I just barely, I think I finished 11th or 12th four different times this year. So almost made several top 10s, didn't make any top 10s, but had some really solid events and just had a good overall season. Anytime you can finish top 20 in AOY, you've had a dang good year on
yeah.
the league series, I can promise you.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, 12, a 13 in there, an 11 in there, a 13 in there at the St. Lawrence. The anomaly is, you know, the other home lake for you, if you will, the one that you don't even have to, you know, get a hotel room for in Decatur or Wheeler, you kind of sucked. I mean, it was crazy the way that worked out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that one really let me down, man. That's probably the closest lake that I'll ever get to fish in Elite Series. Eagles Harbor's 45 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't fish over there near as much as I should. When I go south, I usually go to Gunnersville.
Sure.
I spend a lot more time on Gunnersville than I do Wheeler. Not that Wheeler's not a great lake, and I love that place. I expected to do better there, but I just missed the deal. I just did. I did not get on that deal out there on the flat. that. And Wheeler's one of those places, you know, if you're off by a little bit, you might as well be off by a mile, and I was.
Well, coming up end of the month, September 27th through the 30th, the eight guys that qualified for the Bassmaster College Classic bracket will descend upon Tim's Ford Lake. I will be here. You will not. Rumor has it that you're going to be in Little Rock in studio, basically going after our job, you know, the guys in the media. You know, I see how you are. You're going to jump in there in studio, and you're going to do a few days of play-by-play or color commentary, if you will. And, I mean, it's a good place for you, but don't get too comfortable, man. You got a fishing career to worry about. Let the guys like us handle the broadcasting.
Yeah, I'm way more worried about fishing than I am color commentating, I can promise you. But I am honored that I was asked. Yeah. When Ronnie asked me, I was like, absolutely, dude. I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a great time, and I'm sure you're going to do fantastic. Mixed feelings about this thing being September 27th through 30th. I want the lake to show out. I've lived here for 10 years now, and I absolutely love the lake, and I know how good the lake can be at certain times of the year. And I'm like, oh man, this is not going to look good. This is going to be tough at this time of year. It's probably the worst month of the year to fish Tim's. And my wife, she's like, good. I hope they don't catch anything. I don't want people all around the country learning about Tim's Ford Lake, and we don't need any more people coming here. So maybe it's somewhere in between those two things. But let's talk about fishing Tim's in late September. That could be a grind, man. I'm hoping for some cool nights leading into it so that the topwater bite maybe get going a little bit.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a topwater bite. It's going to be a tough time of the year. Honestly, probably one of the toughest months of the year. But that's the way it is anywhere across the Southeast in the month of September.
Right.
In my opinion, September is the toughest month all across the Southeast. But there's going to be still a lot of fish caught. And, you know, I really think there's going to be some things unlocked in that tournament that a lot of the locals don't typically do.
Yeah.
I really do. With all the forward facing and all that kind of thing. And dude, let's face it, those kids are good at that.
Yeah, they are.
They're real good at it. And I really think I'm excited to see what they unlock with that.
As you know, the 18-inch limit on smallmouth there, and you can catch, I can't tell you how many 17.5-inch smallmouth I've had released during a tournament that were like 3.5 pounds, you know, and it kills you, you know, to be cutting those fish loose. But, you know, I would imagine that it's going to have to be a mixed bag. I think some of these guys are going to find the smallmouth, and, you know, it'll be most likely probably, you know, offshore, but there's a lot of steep banks there at Tim's where you can be, you know, not too far, a cast away from the bank and be sitting in 25 feet of water. So just break that down a little bit if you think that the smallies will be in play here.
Yeah, definitely going to play for sure. I see a mixed bag winning the event. Either that or somebody running way up the river and doing their damage with all largemouth. The thing about the upriver deal, I don't know that you can find something, just one spot where you can sit there and catch them for 3 whole days. You know, I think this is more going to be more of a pattern kind of a tournament. That's what I see, in my opinion. And with the whole topwater thing, you know, kind of fishing down the bank, that's a really good pattern on Tim's in the month of September for sure. But that's more of a mixed bag thing. And that's a deal where you just get on the bank and just cover water. If you caught them there today, don't go back to that area tomorrow. Just fish new water every day. And traditionally speaking, that's how I would see this tournament being won. But like I say, if somebody finds a big wad of those offshore fish on some bait with forward facing, I could see that definitely playing as well.
Well, it's interesting because those dudes that won the national championship from Lander over in South Carolina at Hartwell, they went way shallow. I mean, and this was a month ago now, they caught their fish all on buzz baits in 3 feet of water or less, 4 feet of water or less. And as you know, with Tim's, I mean, there is those two different things. There's the main lake, which has, that is a deep clear water type lake. And, you know, those bait balls and fish chasing a bait and all that kind of stuff. And all those little notches and cuts and so on and so forth. But then there is that river, right, where you talking about where you can run up that river, and there's other spots where you can get into some pretty shallow spots. And I wonder if those guys will go looking for the same thing, go looking for a buzzbait bite that, you know, what they did at Hartwell shocked me, you know, to be honest with you, catching 5 pounders, you know, like that and having that hold up for 3 days.
Yeah, and I see a lot of that same kind of pattern. Those fish that get up there on the bank in the late summer like this, those are bluegill eaters. And they get up there on the bank on those flat type banks, and they just cruise down the bank. A lot of times you'll see them in pairs, wolf packs, as we call them. Sometimes there'll be 6, 7, 8, 9 fish in a wolf pack, and they're just cruising down the bank hoping to run up on a school of bluegill, and they'll run them up on the bank and eat them. Sometimes you'll see them actually run those bluegill all the way up on the bank. So that's definitely going to be a player. That same kind of deal that those kids did at Hartwell, that same thing happens at Tim's. And I've even seen wolf packs of smallmouth and largemouth running together at Tim's this time of year.
All right, before I let you go, we both know that in the spring of the year, 18 to 20 pounds, you know, to win a tournament at Tim's Ford Lake. This time of year could be 11 pounds, you know. I mean, what do you think these guys will be bringing in with five fish limits, the best college anglers in the country? You know, where do you expect to see these guys come in and do their damage?
I think you're going to see a pretty good many 11 and 12 pound bags. Mm-hmm. Anything north of 14 pounds is going to be really solid. I would expect somebody to probably catch a 16 or 17 pound bag one day.
Wow.
But anything north of 14 pounds is going to be a good bag. Yeah, I mean, there will be somebody find a 16 or 17 pound bag one day. I wouldn't even be surprised to say somebody will catch 18 one day.
Well, you know how it is. Those first couple of days, you know, you're kind of using a lot of strategy too, because that's all for seeding and it doesn't really help you. And then you get into the bracket deal and then you want to save you some fish and you know, depending on, you know, that's what's fascinating about this deal. But
that is true. Yep.
We'll be watching you. I'm going to be out on the water one way or the other. I'll be running around somewhere on the lake, but we'll be watching you as well on live. Enjoy that. And let's get together, man, and hit Tim's, you know, when it really gets good, when it gets turned on again later on in the year.
Yeah, let's let it cool off a little bit. Yeah. And we'll go try to catch some of them big smallmouth this winter.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Have a good one, Tom. See you.
That's Brandon Lester. All right, we're going to break in here. The new Elite Series schedule is out for 2025, and the guy that's responsible for that is Eric Lopez. He's up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as promised, now an opportunity to talk to the guy that's behind the scenes, the puppet master, when it comes to the Elite Series schedule. And he does not do this by himself, but at the end of the day, he's the one that's got to kind of put it all together. It was announced last week. He is Eric Lopez, and he joins us now from Bass. Elo, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Is there like the sense of relief once the actual public announcement comes out? We know that the schedule's been done for a while and you're dotting I's and crossing T's, but once it's publicly announced, do you kind of sit back for a moment and like the baby's been birthed?
Definitely. one can only imagine the number of questions that I get from not just the anglers, but sponsors and staff. Hey, you know, we're trying to plan a wedding or we're going on vacation next year. And are we going to have an event? So it is a lot of questions, which I completely understand and I can appreciate. But that's the nature of all sports. Until the schedule comes out, there's a lot of unknowns. But, yeah, there's definitely a sense of relief.
You've got, I think, three back-to-backs, is that right, set up in this schedule? Maybe it's two. But how do the guys feel about those? What is the input that you get from the anglers, like when you go to Florida back-to-back, and then or when you go to, another area of the country, when you go to Lake Fork and the Sabine River, which are near each other, back-to-back, what's their input on that?
We have two back-to-backs. And, it has changed over time. We started receiving feedback several years ago that the back-to-backs were favored, and we went that route. So we listened and we tried to do more back-to-backs. And just like all things, I mean, the sentiment can change and as new anglers come in. So one of the things that we started hearing was that we have too many back-to-backs. Mm-hmm. So we went the route of back-to-backs because that was a very strong sentiment. So we have a couple here. Palatka and Okeechobee will be back-to-back, and then the Texas events. And sometimes it works out logistically. We don't want anyone zigzagging around the country, mm-hmm. So we try to limit that as much as possible. When we go up north, the events are close to each other time-wise, but not back-to-back.
Your Bassmaster Radio host is not a huge fan of back-to-backs because it makes it very difficult the next week when we try to do our wrap-up show from the last one. It's hard to get the guys because they're already practicing at the next place. So it's always a challenge for me.
and that's a good point. So yeah. We want to do what the majority of the anglers are looking for. And like I said, that is something that they brought up. And then we started hearing some concerns about it. But no, you're right. From the media standpoint, that's definitely something we have to take into account as well, because of TV and the second week sometimes can take away the message of who won the previous week. We're aggressively trying to make sure we get out the same amount of media. But, yeah, that's definitely a concern for everyone.
Eric Lopez with us talking about the new schedule for 2025 for the elites. And, obviously forward-facing sonar has been the buzzword in the entire industry now for the last couple of years. Bass came out with their decision as to how it would be used. One unit on a trolling motor, period, limited to screen sizes, all those types of things we're familiar with now. But one of the things they said was that we're also going to utilize the schedule to try and manage forward-facing waters as well. So it would seem to be that there's some of that in this schedule here. I imagine there'll be more of it maybe in the future as well. But obviously, those two decisions must have been going on hand in hand when you were coming up with this schedule here, you know, having an idea that we want to kind of have a mix of forward-facing places like a Lake Hartwell and maybe other places where it's not used as much, like an Okeechobee or the St. Johns River. Not that it's going to be completely out of play at those places.
Yeah, definitely. It was in conjunction. I mean, we all work together here, so we're all sitting together at the same table when we're working on everything. So it's like you said. I mean, it's not going to change the events 100%, but it will have a strong impact. We're getting feedback from some of the guys that, I mean, I'm not going to get into politics, but it's almost like politics. You poll people,
sure,
and you have a strong opinion on one end and the other, and then a good portion of the people are kind of in the middle. So we're getting feedback that we went too strong, or we didn't go strong enough.
Yeah.
But the majority of the feedback, it seems like, is like, you know, okay, we understand. It comes into play, definitely.
Yeah. Well, if everybody's a little bit upset, then you did it right. You know, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Right. So I noticed I skipped over to North Carolina visit to Elizabeth City. I'm going to give it a shot. Pasquotank? Is
correct.
That
correct? Wow.
I nailed it.
Practicing. Or you remember when we were there 20 plus years ago?
No, I don't.
when Basil Bacon won.
Pasquotank River. Okay, no, I do not remember 20 some odd years ago. That predates even Southern Bass Radio, the original iteration of our outdoors show. Okay,
yeah,
so
that one fits a lot of us. Yeah.
So specifically talking about it, going back to the St. Johns River once again, then Lake Okeechobee, Pasquotank after the classic, onto Lake Hartwell, Lake Fork, the Sabine River, which, man, those people in Orange, Texas love it. You know, it's great. And that's always an interesting fishery. I know that there are guys that absolutely love it. It's one of their favorite places to go. And then there are other guys that hate it, you know, because of the nature of the fishing there. But it's kind of relative, isn't it? It's like, all right, at the Sabine, you're looking for 2.5 pounders. And at Lake Fork, you're looking for 8 pounders. But it's all relative because it's all the same water for everybody.
Exactly. I mean, and again, talking about a diverse schedule, I mean, there's definitely diversity in that. They're not all going to be the same. People like to see all the different conditions around the country. So we do try to move it around as much as possible. And one of the things there that, you know, this, I mean, it is an enormous event for us. I mean, mm-hmm. we could have over the course of the weekend, over the course of the weekend, we'll have 30,000+ people come out to that event. And that's something too, we want to see, we want to continue to grow the sport. And it's interesting. I mean, I speak to a lot of the anglers, and there's definitely some frustration. Why are we here? But there's never frustration come Saturday and Sunday from the group that makes the cuts.
And then Lake Tenkiller, a little Jimmy Houston special, going to Lake Tenkiller. You were there a few years ago. That's where Carl Jakobsen got his win. And, and that was kind of a different time of year. You're going there now in June. So, you know, I think that's an interesting addition to the circuit this year.
Yeah, we definitely are trying to not repeat year in, year out as much as possible. There definitely is repetition amongst all the bass schedules for all the circuits. And what's happened is that there are so many events, so many locations. We can't just call a city and say, hey, we want to come on this weekend. We'll get laughed at. I mean, we're competing not only with other tournaments, but other events that are going in town. So when we find a location that we can introduce, even if it's been several years, like, hey, let's go there. That's why we're excited about Pasquotank. Like I said, it's been 20 years since we were there. And that was not for an elite. That was for a nation event, an invitational, excuse me. And so we're excited about going there. But there's only two locations on this schedule that we went to last year. So we're excited that we have seven, some new cities, but seven locations that we didn't visit this current year.
Yeah, and no New York State, which was really interesting. I mean, for some guys, they – they have told me that, look, this is the first time in my career that I haven't had a New York State swing on the elites. But it'll be St. Clair, which is smallmouth heaven there as well. And then La Crosse, where, of course, this week the Open is going on up there. And I think people are getting a little bit of a sense of just how special the Mississippi River is up there at La Crosse, Wisconsin. But no New York swing. That was different.
Yeah, we definitely, have had years where we don't go to New York, it's been a bit, but we want to move things up. It's interesting. We don't pay too much attention to the comments on social, mm-hmm. because again, sometimes you're hearing the most vocal people, or passionate people. But I mean, I don't per se, but I know we have a team that does look at that to make sure mm-hmm. we are hearing. It's funny because we're hearing it. You go to all the same locations. And then when we change it, why aren't you going to the same location? Why aren't you going to New York? You always go to New York, why are you going back there? So we chose to make a change and it worked for New York as well. You know, we were just in Waddington. We had been in Plattsburgh and Champlain for a little bit. And again, we can't just show up in a location and decide to fish. We have to be wanted by the local community. So it's definitely a 50-50 relationship. And our events are sizable. And there's a strong group of people locally on the ground that have to be involved in the planning. So it's very common for us to hear, hey, you know what, we want to take a break. And we're already having conversations with several New York locations about subsequent years. So
sure.
Just because we don't go to a spot once doesn't mean we're never going to go there again. So we will definitely be back in New York.
Well, it's not like you're not working already towards the 2026 and sketching out some things there and so on. I think
absolutely.
people are under the misnomer that maybe, you start after the season gets going and, hey, where are we going to go next year? No, this is a year-round job for Eric Lopez and his team. And I emphasize team because he gets a lot of input from a lot of people. Elo, great to talk to you again, man. I love this schedule personally, and I can't wait to see it get started.
Well, thank you. Thanks again for having me on. I always appreciate it, and it's always fun to speak with you, Tom.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Eric Lopez from Bass and an executive vice president that is responsible for all of this type of stuff when it comes to the schedule. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Kyle Welcher. I mean, this is the dude that's leading the MPFL Angler of the Year standings, and of course he was the 2023 Angler of the Year for Bass, so he has a good sense of the whole forward facing thing with some of what the different leagues have done. So we're going to get his take on all of that next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print at Staples, you save. But if you print at Staples, you save. See how that works? Staples' Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching
so
more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history. And after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now time for our feature segment. And let's do it with the 2023 Angler of the Year, Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Kyle Welcher, who is also now, he is leading the points in the MPFL Bassmaster, MPFL Angler of the Year standings as well. And I think that that is really, really interesting because, of course, we had the news last week, MPFL, they have now banned forward-facing sonar for 2025. And, of course, Bass came out with its ruling for 2025 using just one unit and some other limitations on the number of screens and so on and that you can have on your boat, number of screen inches and so on. So I thought, who better to talk to than Kyle Welcher about all of this stuff? And he joins us now on the VMC hook. Kyle, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. This is a... there's been a lot of changes, and we're all still trying to iron them out. So I'm happy to talk about it.
You guys kind of know about it. I mean, did you have an idea first what the MPFL was going to do? Did you know it before that announcement came out? And then did you have a really good idea before the Bass announcement came out what they were going to do about it? Because we think that you guys find out when we find out. But did you know ahead of time?
You know, I would say 6 months ago, I thought that Bass was going to do exactly what they did. And then as it got closer towards the end of the season, I was less and less certain as far as what Bass was going to do. So whenever the announcement came out, I was not 100% sure. Mm-hmm. The NPFL announcement, whenever I heard it, I had basically started hearing that around ICAST, as well as almost everyone in the industry heard. So I was more confident on the NPFL decision, the Bassmaster decision. I wasn't sure whenever it got down to the end exactly what they were going to do.
How did you run your boat this year? How many of those forward-facing transducers did you have on your boat?
So for the Florida events, I had a perspective and a forward, and then I had three Humbert Apex 13s. But for 7 of the 9, I had 55 inches of screen and one forward-facing transducer. So I was completely qualified all year, basically.
So you were in line. Now with the MPFL, they didn't say anything, I don't think, about screen inches. Is that how you will set up next year? Because it's easy to just remove the transducer and still have the 55 inches of screens on your boat, right?
Yeah, I think I'll run my boat exactly the same. I really like the Humbert Apex 13s. They were really good. I liked them. The mapping's phenomenal. And then, you know, only having one forward-facing thing, I'll probably run the Garmin 16 again. So I'll set it up exactly the same, just on the MPFL, as we won't be able to turn that last one on.
Do you not turn it on, or do you have to take the transducer off of your trolling motor?
I'm pretty confident we do not have to unrig our boats. I'm not exactly sure what kind of a, I guess you'd say, firewall there is to make sure we don't use it. Like, there's going to be some type of precaution in place just to make sure that nobody is can use it, but I'm not 100% sure of yet, but I am very confident I'm not going to have to unrig my boat, because, you know, that would be a pain if I had an NPFL the week before an Elite, or if I had an Elite the week before NPFL. You know, you're trying to rig stuff in one day, you don't even get to troubleshoot it. So hopefully we do not have to unrig anything.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see how the manufacturers might at some particular point in time, you know, like have a quick couple, you know, right at just the transducer where you don't have to, you know, where the wiring can all stay in there and it has a cap or something like that. And you can just take the transducer off if, you know, they were to require something like that. But we'll see how all of that shakes out. Now, I found out, because I wasn't sure, and I looked into it, the 55-inch rule does not include iPads or any kind of tablet. And, you know, there's you know, plenty of rigs out there that, you know, hold a tablet. And we know a lot of guys will use that sometimes for mapping or something like that. So that 12-inch tablet or 10-inch tablet is not included in that 55-inch rule. Would you run a tablet at all alongside, or are you good with your 55 inches of screens?
I'm pretty solid with the 55-inch screen because I do have the Lake Master mapping. It's very rare that we go to a place where, you know, the Lowrance Navionics is better or the CMAP is better. But every once in a while, we will go to a place like that. So I will have it on a tablet or on my phone or something. But I would say 90% of the time, Lake Master is the best mapping. And that's what I have, you know, on one of my screens all the time. So I don't have a need for a tablet. It's usually guys who run different brands that run a tablet.
Kyle Welcher, our guest here. And so let's talk about, you know, your feelings about it. You're a well-known power fisherman. What was your mindset when you heard that NPFL was completely outlawing it and then that Bass was going to allow one unit? And do you think that Bass allowing one transducer on the trolling motor only, that will change anything, if you will, in terms of having them hanging off the boat all over the place?
I don't think it will change much. If we go to new lakes that we've never been to before and they're on bait balls and stuff like that, having, you know, forward facing stuff on your transom helps a ton. But where we go to a place like Champlain, where we know the areas it's going to kind of go down, you don't really need it all everywhere. So whenever the lakes are more solved, I don't think it helps a lot to add transducers. So I don't think it will change much at all, only having one. Now, it will make it where some people will have to run either perspective or forward instead of both, but still, it's not, I don't think it's going to be a big handicap to the guys who want to use it by any means.
Yeah. Is that something that could be, I don't run it. I have 360 and I just have never made the move to it. Is switching it back and forth from perspective to forward facing, isn't that just a matter of flipping the transducer itself? I mean, is that something that can be done even throughout a day?
Oh, it can be done seconds. 20 times throughout a day.
Right.
Because it's almost seamless.
Yeah. So it's just a matter of flipping that thing. All right. So did you have a feeling either way? Are you like, you know what, that's fine, whatever the rules are in that particular league, I'm good with? Or, you know, were you hopeful that everybody was going to outlaw it completely? What was your take on it?
You know, I don't know what's the correct answer. I like the diversity. I like being able to, you know, fish 1 week shallow power fishing, top water, slipping, you know, like fishing brush piles, catch them on bait balls. I like it all. It just feels a little stagnant whenever you do the same exact thing every single tournament.
Right.
So I'm excited to be able to use some of these tips and tricks that I've learned fishing around here, fishing around my house, getting an extra bite shallow. I think that's going to play some on the NPFL. So I'm kind of excited to go back to some of my old tricks, I would say. But I think it's going to freshen up the year for me, because it's going to be a lot more diversity and I'll be a little bit more excited to go do some new things, some new old things that I used to do, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. And of course, I guess scheduling is going to be an issue as far as NPFL goes, which they have gone out of their way in the past to avoid conflicts with Bass, which is a smart way to do it, right? I mean, if you're going to try and you know, do an alternate league or a second league, you know, that makes a lot of sense to kind of lay off the big dog a little bit, if you will. You know what I mean? Make sure that you're not competing with them if you want to pull a few elite anglers into your circuit.
Right, 100%. I would be happy if they would move even more of them towards the fall, because our lead series schedule is over by September every single year.
Yeah.
If it was a whole trail from September on, I think they'd pull even more pros, and wow. I'd be all about it. But because I love fishing in the fall, but I do think that's smart. The entry fee being relatively high kind of cuts out a lot of the people that are, you know, have the pain threshold to pay that much money, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of pro anglers that are fishing them. So dodging other big tournaments is definitely the way to go. And this year, like, the lead series schedule is over, then I had three more NPFL. So it gives me something to do that doesn't conflict. And I really enjoy fishing them.
That's a great idea. That's a great thought, what you're saying, you know, having almost like a fall circuit and, you know, being able to do that. Kyle Welcher with us as well. And I would imagine some of the stuff that you'll be chucking around will be the new Crush City products. Let's talk a little bit about some of those things and what you particularly like, you know, that they've come out with some different sizes and some little different tweaks as well, and now a worm as well. Just give me your thoughts on those products.
Yeah, you know, my number one favorite of all time, which will play more in the NPFL next year, is the cleanup crawl. And I love putting it on the back of a swim jig. That's my number one favorite way to catch them. But now we've got 2.5-inch Mayers. We've got the janitor worm. We got the pig stick. Lots of bases covered for, you know, if you're going to be forward-facing sonar fishing, they've got a lot of different things. The freeloader is the number one forward-facing sonar bait. And also, if you want to power fish, we've got the Bronco Bug for flipping, the cleanup crawl for flipping and putting it on a swim jig. Kind of covers all the bases right now. And that's one of the good things Crush City did, is they came out with a bait for kind of everything.
That on the cleanup crawl, do you flip it much, though? I mean, you're talking about it as a trailer. I find it to be just a hair small. I'd like to see a little bit bigger one, you know, for flipping. But do you find it to be a useful bait just flipping by itself as well?
I do. I like flipping it a lot whenever they're spawning, because it has such a consistent action and such, it kicks so much for a small profile that when I'm flipping it, it hangs a lot. I'll flip it on a lightweight, like a 3/8, and it hangs a lot and it falls relatively slow. So if they're spawning around shallow wood, I like flipping that bait a ton because of how much hang time it has. But it doesn't go in and out of heavy cover quite as seamlessly as the Bronco Bug, because it has those wide kicks. So I use it, I'd say 70% of the time it's a jig trailer, and then I flip it in certain scenarios where I want that hang time.
Finally, the Elite schedule did come out last week as well, and you know, and they're trying to, they have a heart, it sounds like, to make an effort to use the schedule to kind of control exactly, you know, how much forward facing gets used. And you know, obviously it can be used anywhere, but there's also a number of places here where you could do some serious damage without it, including places like the Sabine River, you know, and then going back, you know, going up north, no New York swing, which is going to be kind of interesting as well.
Yeah, you know, we've only got one predominant smallmouth tournament this year. Ten Killer could be smallmouth. I'm not really sure on that one, but St. Clair is the only one where it's going to be really a predominant smallmouth tournament. So that's definitely unique. I don't think I've ever fished a year where we only had one major smallmouth tournament. So definitely looks like on paper it'll be less forward-facing sonar heavy. But now that we can catch them in 3-4 foot of water on it and everybody's super efficient with it, still think it's going to play in almost all the tournaments.
I'm stoked for going to Hartwell next month for the Open. You guys will go there April 24th through 27th next year in the spring. But I'm excited about the possibility of catching largemouth shallow, you know, for a couple of days like those college kids did, you know, in the college national championship. That was pretty exciting.
Right. Yeah. 100%. That's you know, that's kind of what makes us all excited, is the possibility of going and catching them shallow on a buzz bait or something like that. Like that's what keeps us up at night, is those types of bites. So it is cool to have some places that we can go to where, you know, big largemouth can play, you know?
Yeah. Good stuff. Kyle Welcher has been our guest. Kyle, wish you the best of luck in the rest of your NPFL schedule. And we know you're hanging right on the edge, man. You need two double qualifiers to get into the Classic. You are hanging right on the edge. So I know you'll be kind of paying attention this weekend to what's going on at La Crosse, but I appreciate you as always, man.
Yep. Thank you. And if somebody does double qualify on La Crosse, I'll probably be at Hartwell.
There you go. Oh, there you go. All right. I appreciate it. All right, man. Good stuff.
All right. See ya.
That's Kyle Welcher. I mean, you know, that's how tough it is to make a classic. There's a dude that's the Bassmaster Angler of the Year 1 year, and the next year he's in the middle of the pack and just needing a little bit of help to get himself into the classic at Ray Roberts. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap this one up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
The final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio is brought to you by Omnia Fishing. With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions and see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional context such as current weather or water temp or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Bring Omnia along on your next trip to create new dots with a single tap. We'll set up a new dot for you based on your current location. Omnia has unlimited private waypoint storage, so you can create as many as you like without having to worry about running out of space. Now, Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. If you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you can save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass.
The second last St. Croix Bassmaster Open of the year is being contested right now on the upper Mississippi out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, where the elites will fish next summer. Next week, we'll have a complete rundown on that event and what the EQ standings look like going into the final at Hartwell in October. Of course, Jonathan Kelly, who is the first man out of the Classic, is looking for a double qualifier to win this week, pushing him into the Super Bowl of bass fishing. And right behind him is Kyle Welcher, who has vowed to fish Hartwell if Kelly gets in, since Welcher, if he won there, would get into the Classic. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Now Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.